This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome on into the 8 o'clock hour. Y'all are clearly fired up. I'm fired up. That makes for a damn good combination on Chris Thomas Tonight. Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. We got full phone lines still, so I'm going to keep rocking and rolling with you all night long until 10 o'clock. If you can't get through on the phone, C Thomas Radio is where you find me on Twitter, and we can chat all things Atlanta sports. But back to the phones we go. Lewis leads us off. Lewis, what do the Falcons need to fix first and foremost? Go ahead.
Coaching, man. We're terribly coached. We're probably one of the worst coached teams in the NFL. Just looking at the play with Kirk Cousins, and I don't know if that was Kenny Stills on the end there with the when he ran the wrong route.
Oh, David Sills. Yeah, David Sills.
David Sills, man, you're on the team. You're a professional football player, man. How do you not know the check play that Kurt's calling? And I know we want to blame Kurt with his noodle arm and stuff, but it's not on him. You can see the frustration on his face with Zach Robinson's play calling. And with Raheem, man, he has no moxie, man. He just lets the team drown. No type of fight, no type of energy. Man, you can see, I saw the Steelers play the other day. Some players made a mistake on the field. Mike Tomlin immediately coached them as soon as they got off the field. We don't see none of that with our team, man. They just go to the sideline, look up at the Jumbotron, and pout and hope and pray that the next time they get in and make a play, man. It starts with coaching.
Yeah, Lewis, good stuff, man. I have to agree. That's what Lewis is echoing exactly what we were saying at the end of last segment, which is the following. Where's the leadership? A caller a couple of segments ago, John, was asking. Well, when your head coach and your quarterback are both unproven commodities, it's hard to do what Lewis was just talking about, to grab a guy on the sideline, for Penix to go up to his receiving corps and say, guys, lock in. We need you to lock in. When you don't have the cachet that those guys have, that the better teams do, Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl winner, Sirianni, Super Bowl winner, he mentioned Tomlin, Super Bowl winner, Rodgers, Super Bowl winner, it's hard. It's hard to have that sort of a role because you are not as revered and not as put in place as a leader as those guys are. So maybe the messaging of Raheem Morris and Penix is not getting through the way that it would have if they're coming off a 12-win season. That's the unfortunate reality when you have neophytes at both positions, especially from a winning standpoint. I know Ross coached a lot of games. Unfortunately, he hasn't done a ton of winning. Q is up next. Q. Go ahead, Q.
How you doing now?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. Yeah, it's with the Falcons, I got two little statements right quick. With the Falcons, it is a playbook call. I'm just confused as why we only run the pistol. Like, is there not any other formations that we can run as offense or nothing? Like, if the pistol wasn't working, can we go to the eye? Can we get behind the center? Can we do a basic shotgun? I'm confused on what's going on with that. Zach is still pretty much a basically rookie play caller anyway himself, so I don't think he has the knowledge to change the game on while in progress. I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, Q, you just answered your own question, right? It's that the reason that they're so reliant on the pistol is because that's essentially all they know how to do, and it's gotten exposed.
Exactly. And, like, is there not anyone else in the building who has any other formations or plays that they can run? I'm not sure what's going on with that.
It's supposed to be a collaborative effort between Ra and TJ Yates, who's the passing game coordinator, wide receiver coach, and Zach Robinson. It's supposed to be a collaborative effort. If that's the best they can come up with, then we're in trouble.
Maybe we need to stop the collaborative effort and go with one person and to make the calls and to make one person responsible for what's going on, because collaboratively, it's not working like that. We need one person, one voice, and even if it's the head coach or the offensive coordinator, we need one voice to make the calls and for one person to be responsible and held accountable for what's going on the field. Like, it just confuses me. And with Kirk Cousins, with the last caller, he looked horrible. He was missing play. Even with the play calls, he was missing guys. He looked like he didn't know what was going on either. You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to happen overnight. And for firing Raheem, you can't keep firing coaches. We've had three coaches in the last, 5 years?
Yeah,
you can't keep firing.
You had Arthur Smith. You have Raheem Morris. I appreciate it, Q. Good stuff. But unfortunately, Oren, I'll bring you to the microphone. First of all, good evening. Another wildly busy show where I can't even really get to you because we're slammed, but that's a great thing.
This thing on?
Yeah, it's a great thing. I'm going to ask you to do what I always ask you to do, and that is to bring me the textbook definition of the word insanity.
Oh, that, yes.
What is it, sir?
It is repeating the same action over and over again and expecting a different result each time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. 404-726-0929. Michael's up next. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Trill, how you doing, man?
What's up, Michael? Yeah.
Listen, man, I'm out of the Tampa Bay area. I'm in town here on business. I've been here a couple months, been listening to your station, and I'm a big Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. Let's go, Bucks. And your problem is, Atlanta's problem is your head coach. I've seen the act, Dancing Raheem. And the reason I call him Dancing Raheem is because one time quarterback Josh Freeman made a play. The camera pans over to Raheem, and he's dancing down the sidelines. Well, guess what? They lost that damn game, too. Y'all got to get rid of this coach quick, I'm telling you, because it's a losing proposition with this guy. Now, me being a Buccaneer fan, I hope you re-sign him for 10 years. I mean, keep him, but he's going to take you nowhere. The best thing to do, Atlanta, is get rid of your coach fast.
Michael,
I've seen this act.
You know what the thing is, Michael, and I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for listening from Tampa. And while you've been in town on business, appreciate you. This is 92.9 The Game, the home of the Atlanta Falcons, the Atlanta Hawks, and Atlanta United. Thanks for checking in. Raheem Morris won't have to make that decision himself. It will be made for him if he does not make the playoffs this season, in my opinion. This is not me citing sources or anything like that. This is just what I believe in my gut. I believe if this season continues to go the way that it's going, Arthur Blank, despite his best well wishes, will have to fire both the head coach and the GM. I don't see how you can continue with either of them if this thing goes the way it's going now and you don't make the playoffs. I just don't see a path forward. So, Michael, unfortunately for Raheem, he's not going to have to worry about it. Alexander's up next. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Tyler? How you doing, man?
What
you
up?
You said it, man. Repeating the same process over and over is insanity. And people, y'all, Atlanta, I've been in Atlanta for about 4 or 5 years. I'm a Carolina native, but y'all, I like y'all, man. I'm a unbiased, I'm not a hater. Y'all have speed on offense. Y'all got speed on defense. You got athleticism on both sides. Your issue is not Terry because he drafted the players. It is the head coach's responsibility to put these guys in position to get the best out of themselves. He's not doing that. Kirk Cousins, he's done. We know this. But, you know, you can't do nothing with the money, so you got to keep him on there. He has to get with Now, I ain't going to say Zach. I'm saying Yates, man. Get with Yates. He played the game. He caused plays in the preseason. Whatever experience that is, develop the whole scrap all these old pistol plays. Develop the whole offense. Do and ask Michael what is he good in, what is he flourishing, what is he like. And by all means, you have an MVP running back. I mean, look no further than the Colts. They're showing you what to do with a prime-time running back. That dude is about to break LaDainian Thomas's rushing record. Feed him the ball. Feed him the ball more. And I'm going to tell you one more thing. Even Michael has unlocked Kyle Pitts that want to play for y'all. Last thing, man, and this is what I see and this is what I know. Two back-to-back unprepared performances. This team is letting you know they don't believe in this man's ability to get them to win. They're quitting on him slowly. Just look at what's going on the field. They need not believe in the head coach. You got to get a change, and you got to get the energy out of the building now. Don't wait until the season's over with. Get the bad energy out now so you can save your season. If you don't, you're gonna be not making the playoffs, and that's all I got for you.
Alexander, appreciate it, man. A lot of good points being made there. I agree about the Raheem Morris part. I do. That's unfortunately another thing we're talking about tonight. He just hasn't earned the cachet as a head coach in order to be the front-facing leader that commands respect at all times. And maybe to Alexander's point, that's starting to wane a little bit. Because if you keep preaching the same, again, as Oren just gave us the definition of insanity, if you keep preaching the same thing over and over again and it's not working, something's got to give, something's got to change. That's why, to me, again, I've been saying all night long, pounding the table, that you have to change up the playbook. You have to. You have to make adjustments. You have to be able to adapt in the middle of a game, and right now they just can't. John is up next. John, go ahead. Oh, Larry's up next. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, fam, a salute to the show. How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Larry?
All right, man. You know what? I got 3 points. Number one, first problem, chemistry. Where does chemistry start? It starts from the coaching staff, okay? You know what? I'm not one to just sit and bang on Raheem and everything, but I have to call out how I sleep. And the season ticket over 18 years. And y'all, you know, now, F-or what the definition of mediocrity is, because we're tired of seeing it, okay? Save the Mike Ryan years. Mediocrity has just kind of taken over, and we're tired of seeing that. Our chemistry is mediocre. We don't play our starters in the preseason. That is what chemistry is built. That's point number one. That's what we mess up. So it takes them half a year to kind of get things in order by the time the season's already gone. Number two, our offensive coordinator, okay? Listen, I don't care what you have to do. You got a garage full of sports cars, and you're only driving 30 miles per hour. You're not scaring anyone, okay? Everybody knows they're going to get the ball to Bijan. And guess what? We get the ball to Bijan, and they clamp down on Bijan, and that's it. We don't do anything that scares anyone anymore, okay? Last point. We have to get back to the essence of, okay, we do better as an offense. Our defense does better when our offense is clicking on all cylinders. We're built to be more of an offensive team, at least right now. Our defense is coming along, but our defense is not built to be like the Ravens or some of these other defenses that are used to being out there, you know, with guys in at a time to change the whole game. We're getting to that point, but we have to play to our strength. Our strength has always been offense, at least for the past 10 years. We have to use our strength, man. Hey, salute to the show. Thanks for my call.
Appreciate it. Great stuff. Again, another, Oren, we've gotten, unfortunately, like grocery list style things that the Falcons need to fix. And unfortunately, I can't disagree with any of it. Larry and Alexander were like, all right, Turtle, here we go. Here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things that the Falcons need to change. And yep, you're right. They need to change all those things. Great stuff. Walker's up next. Walker, go ahead.
Hey, man, how's it going? I just got one little question to ask. Whatever happened with the Ray Ray McLeod situation? I think he knew something that he isn't saying out loud yet, but I think he called our coach out. He told him, hey, man, you're going to fire the wide receiver coach, and we know damn good and well who it was, the offensive coordinator, that's the problem, but they're friends. Something's going on there that he's not telling us because – Raheem McLeod had, what, 600, almost 650 yards receiving last year for us?
He had closer to 700. It was by far his best year in the NFL.
He's going to get rid of him over a dispute that they never said what he said. I think he called the coach out, and he said, hey, you're going to blame the wide receiver coach for no reason. he's done nothing wrong, but you're not going to say nothing to the offense coordinator, and that's where he had to draw the line, obviously, because he's no player and coach. But
no, Walker, I get it. I don't know specifically. I'm not going to pretend and make something up for sure. That's definitely not going to happen. I know the rumors about what you're talking about are out there, but I can't verify them. So I'm not going to sit here and say that that's what happened or that's what didn't happen. But Oren, I'll say this. Something happened. Something clearly happened. But to Walker's point, I don't know. It seems like from the outside looking in that, yes, there was some sort of either miscommunication or disagreement that happened that led to his dismissal from the team. But again, I certainly cannot confirm that, so I'm not going to run with that at all. Raheem Morris called it a performance issue. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Thomas up next. Thomas, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Turtle?
What up, Thomas?
Hey, man, so I got like 3 points. You said everybody has a grocery list. First of all, the Falcons owe all the fans an apology, right? Because as you know, third quarter, everybody was walking out of the stadium. So they owe us an apology as fans, right? Two is, let's be honest, we're running plays from Tecmo Bowl, from Nintendo, right? We're running some basic Bo Jackson plays, give the ball to Bijan, and it's just not working. This is a copycat league, so guess what they do? Look at tape, and guess what? They collapse on Bijan, and we can't throw the football. If you go get Michael Penix, you go get him, and now you have a mess on your hands. Now you have a $100 million quarterback sitting on the bench. You got a rookie quarterback who doesn't have any veteran experience, like giving him help and knowledge to help him develop. So what do we do? Nothing. We sit here as fans and get upset at the product that they're putting on the field. And lastly is that I like Raheem. However, Raheem doesn't give you that raw, like the last caller says, like two callers ago. He doesn't give you that raw. So, like, what to do? No one is reacting to his coaching, right? He's smiling all the time, which is cool, friendly person. But, look, this is football, man. This is a man's game. I need you to get in their butt and say, hey, I need you to coach them on the spot. My peewee team does better than this.
Yeah, well, the problem is, and I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for checking in. Again, as I've been saying, when your record as a head coach is – far from sterling, and you're losing at the same time, players aren't dumb, man. They know. They know what's going on. Is Raheem the guy? I'm sure there's some whispers of that. I'm sure he has the back of the majority of his players still. I haven't heard personally that there's any locker room strife. That doesn't mean that there is or there isn't, but it at least hasn't surfaced out to the public. So whatever's going on at Flowery Branch, as usual, is being a tightly kept secret, but I don't know. But all I do know is what we see on the field. And to the caller's point, unfortunately, it's not getting the job done right now. Great stuff on the phones all night. We have been rocking and rolling, and I will definitely take more of your calls. We're going to take a brief pivot. Caleb Johnson stops by to talk Hawks. How do they get back on track? But if you're on hold, stay there. I'll get right back to you. You're up first when we get back. 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas, Turtle, with you till 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where the fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big matchups. Then we have a triple header of games starting at 11:30 a.m., Ohio State hosting Penn State. That's followed by Notre Dame at Boston College and then Oklahoma at Tennessee. That's all this Saturday on 92.9 The Game. It is Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you each and every weeknight here, 6 to 10 p.m. We're going to take a brief respite from the awesome phone calls we've been doing all night long on the Falcons. We'll get right back to them at 8:40, so if you're on hold, stay there. 404-726-0929. Let's talk some Hawks, though, as they've gotten the season underway. Caleb Johnson, our Hawks insider, joins me now. Caleb, it's not the 1-3 that's concerning. It's the start of a new year. Got to take time to gel. That's fine. It's the two areas of weakness that we've seen so far that make me pearl clutch just a little bit because it's more of the same, and that is defensive metrics and that is three-point shooting.
Yeah, Chris, it's not been good, man. It's one where after opening night, I was willing to pump the brakes because it's like, come on, guys. You know, those sorts of things can happen. Those anomalies can happen where you start a game and essentially you were missing Dyson Daniels for most of that game because he got in foul trouble so early. And it's like, all right, you got outran, you got outplayed by a team that you really didn't know what to expect from. That's all well and good. And then you go to Orlando and you're already dealing with some injuries, which is another one of those things. You talk about, you know, defensive issues and you talk about three point percentage issues. Well, you'd have to throw in injuries as well. And it wasn't until the Chicago game that you actually had a full lineup out there that Quinn Snyder could use for an entire game. The OKC game, I feel like you can kind of throw out just because, defending champs, they're really good. And, you know, I think you were missing some pieces that really threw the Hawks off their game. But overall, it's certainly the defensive side of the floor is big time concerning. I mean, the second half against the Chicago Bulls, the Hawks had a 142 defensive rating. And for those people who, you know, kind of don't understand it, that's points per 100 possessions and an average defensive rate. An average defensive rating would be like 118, 120. It was 142 for the Hawks in that second half. And so it was way too high. They were just giving up points left and right. And then rebounding is another massive problem for this team, Chris, that I guess I overlooked, if I'm being completely honest. And I kind of wonder if Ansi Salehe overlooked it as well, because, you know, I keep hearing from Quinn Snyder saying, oh, we've got to defend with all five guys, and that would include rebounding. But right now, this team is the second worst rebounding team in the NBA when it comes to rebounding percentage. And so it's been a glaring problem that a guy like Kristaps Porzingis wasn't going to fix, because we already knew coming in, he is a guy who blocks shots. He's not a great rebounder. And so I thought, you know, Jalen would be a guy that would step up some more. I thought O would be someone who would be more impactful with the rebounds that he is getting. But so far, that's been a statistic that's really, been quite a problem for the Hawks.
How much of it do you attribute to this team having significant roster turnover in the non-glue parts, so to speak, of the team, your Trey's, your Jalen Johnson's?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I'll say this. I hope that's what it is. Like, I hope that's all the problem is. I hope it is just a matter of, man, these guys have just got to play a little bit longer together. Because what we heard during training camp, and I talked about this on the podcast that I had come out today, Atlanta Basketball with Caleb Johnson. I was like, we heard during training camp, Kristaps and Nikhil and Trey talk about, man, it's been so easy gelling as new teammates. Like, Trey is able to find us, you know, when we don't even expect the ball. And I guess the one part that was overlooked during all of this quote-unquote easy transition was, what about the defensive side of the ball? Because just because you brought in a guy like Kristaps who blocks shots, just because you brought in a guy who is an additional point-of-attack defender in Nikhil Alexander-Walker, that doesn't necessarily mean it's all going to just magically work. Because what I'm seeing on the floor, I'm watching guys who either have an effort problem, which is that is detrimental, blow it up if you're dealing with players who just straight up, you know, to start the season off, don't have the want to give the effort. And we've had as much as, you know, Quinn literally saying last night, Lauren Williams of the AJC asks him essentially, and Quinn Snyder said, it's not a hustle problem. Our guys are playing hard. There's no shortage of effort. And so if I'm to believe it's not an effort problem, then it is a coaching and an understanding problem for the players, where they're not communicating enough and guys think someone else is supposed to do X, Y, and Z, because it feels like it's constantly where you're looking and you're like, man, how is someone going downhill at the, you know, at the basket, and it, and he feels unguarded, you know, and they're either getting easy layups or dunks, or there's just, you know, constant ball movement from opposing teams that seem to confuse the Hawks. It just feels like a situation of, I'm hoping it is guys that haven't gelled together just yet, and are making too many assumptions or just thinking too hard, maybe, is the case as they learn a new system, and not the alternative, which, like I said, is, you know, would be an effort problem.
Not worried about tomorrow in Brooklyn, though, right?
I mean, you shouldn't be, because here's the thing. The Brooklyn Nets have still not won a basketball game. You don't want to be the first team that gives them their first win. The Charlotte Hornets had them a while back, I believe it was on opening night, and blew them out. And that's the Charlotte Hornets, a team that, sure, maybe they're not going to be as bad as they were a year ago, but you still aren't expecting a whole lot from, you know, a Charles Lee coached team that is still trying to get a lot from a lot of youth. Even though I know LaMelo isn't necessarily a young player anymore, he plays erratically like one. So I think that's the type of, you know, that's the type of situation that you need a confidence booster, and Brooklyn should absolutely, you know, be the kind of team that is that, because I think the next few games for the Hawks aren't, there are no cakewalks, especially as you play the Pacers and the Cavaliers, and you know, getting a rematch of sorts with the Raptors. So I think there is some good opportunities for improvement out of this team. And in the same respect, you know, that there is also the possibility that we is certainly on the table that we have to acknowledge that this thing could get off the rails and then, you know, hold on for dear life of the roller coaster that it would be if we find ourselves in that position. I'm interested to see, you know, Trae Young is continuing to live the celebrity life that he's clearly gotten to enjoy in the offseason.
What's going on, Jimmy Fallon, tonight?
Yeah, I was just about to say he's going to be on the Tonight Show. And so I'm sure he's not going to be, you know, given any hard-hitting questions. But I know Hawks fans aren't going to love it too much if Trey is out enjoying the nightlife on the Tonight Show and then they, you know, have a stinker against the Nets. So it's certainly going to be interesting.
While I have you here, do you think this gambling and game-fixing saga is coming to an end here with this blockbuster outing of guys like Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones and Terry Rozier? or do you think this is scratching the surface? Where do you lean more towards?
I don't think the FBI would have pulled the trigger at this point if there were still more things to unveil, because like part of this has been a 6-year investigation into this whole thing. The Chauncey Billups side of this called Operation Royal Flush. As we've kind of learned more, it appears that Chauncey Billups might be connected to both the Operation Royal Flush and the Operation Nothing But Bet, which is the one that Terry Rozier is connected to when it comes to, giving insider information on players and all that sort of thing. I hope that this is the worst of it. And, I would love to say I hope that the FBI was drawing too many conclusions and they didn't have all their facts. But I just don't know that they would have come out and had this sort of ordeal and arrested the guys who they arrested and released the information they did if they hadn't crossed their T's and dotted their I's. This looks like something where, the likes of Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are going to get lifetime bans from the NBA, but that's going to be the worst of their problems because they're talking about prison time when you have, a current NBA coach who is alleged to have, manipulated shuffling machines and had X-ray tables and was wearing special glasses. Like, this is some true movie-type stuff that played out in front of everyone. And is now, hopefully this is enough to scare people off in the future, but I just don't know if it is.
Before I let you go, the proliferation of 50-point games is at an all-time clip to start the year. Is this just a reflection of where we're at in basketball, or are we witnessing just some of the truly greats of all time playing together?
I think it is just an interesting point of where we find ourselves in the NBA. Because you're getting more possessions than ever because teams are playing at a faster pace than they've ever played before. And I do think, guys are honing skills and working on their bodies and, like, all of those sorts of things are progressing towards, seeing some of the best basketball that we've ever seen. And I think you can look over to the NFL and say, we've seen in times past where offenses have really taken off, and then maybe rules are changed or maybe just defensive-minded people start to strategize and figure out things to work. And so, will defenses kind of come around and counteract it all? I don't know, but I know as much as fans love seeing points scored, that they don't want it to be so incredibly easy. And I think, that's the part that I get concerned about is we don't want games turning into the All-Star game, and I don't think they necessarily are, but players are truly just incredible athletes. When you've got guys like Zachary Zachet, who at his height can just shoot over guys, how do you defend that? How do you defend the Kevin Durant and the likes and all of those sorts of things? I don't know where it goes from here, but I would assume there is a course correction on the way.
Caleb, appreciate the time as always. We'll be checking out the pod. We'll talk soon.
All right, sounds good, man. Have a good one.
All right, that is Caleb Johnson, our Hawks insider. When we get back, we'll take more of your calls on the Falcons. What needs to be fixed the most? You know how I feel. You got to get that playbook adjusted, man. Play calling needs to be better. The offensive performance the last 2 weeks has been brutally unacceptable. And it starts and ends with our offensive coordinator and his staff, Zach Robinson. But what do you think? 404-726-0929. We'll take more of your calls. Plus, a producer six-pack with Big O on the way as well to wrap up a busy, busy 8 o'clock hour on Chris Thomas Tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I'm worried. Yeah, I'm worried. 404-726-0929. Chris Thomas Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. At the top of the hour, we have not talked any college football today. So we've been wall-to-wall Falcons, as we should be. So we'll sneak in a little college football. Matt Mershell is going to join me, one of the best in the biz covering college football. We'll also hear from Joe Patrick. A busy, busy rest of the show. But right now, back to the phones at 404-726-0929. Donnie, what do you think? What's the biggest thing the Falcons need to fix ASAP? Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Chris. I think, you know, like majority of you think, you know, it's offense, play calling, you know, and situational. You know, not fourth and a half a yard and we want to try a trick play. You know, we're not that good yet and we're not that far ahead yet. We're in a tough division. So it all falls back on Raheem Morris. I mean, I hear a lot of criticism going to the offensive coordinator, play calling. Okay, yeah. But Raheem Morris, either you too soft or you're going to say, hey, man, you got to do better or bring in somebody else or both of you go. But now I also heard listen to Arch talk to the other day when the Falcons lost about Rich McKay. I mean, how long is he going to be up there under Mr. Blank, you know? Now, the thing I see with the Falcons is Raheem Morris need to quit saying, hey, stats are for losers, because y'all done showed us and told us on air we win when Algiers touched the ball 14 times or more. Common sense tell a child, give it to Algiers at least 15, 16 times. You know, send the other guy out on the run route or something, you know? And here I see Kyle Pitts even trying to do something when everybody else is hurt, this and that. You know, everybody was down on Kyle a year or so ago. So it's just a thing is we only going to go as far as Raheem Morris takes us. I'm not sold on Michael Penix Jr. yet. I like Kirk Cousins for now. That is the only way we're going to reach maybe a wild card if we even come close to that, is through Kirk Cousins. I wanted to ask, For some reason, I feel that this team really just didn't take their A game because maybe they were mad from Kurt. Some of them weren't there last year, but from last year, I don't know. But
no,
something's got to change,
Donnie,
or Raheem's got to go. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Donnie, appreciate it. Good stuff. About the Kirk Cousins thing, that's not going to be an issue. You know why, Oren? Because the players care about their paychecks. So you never want to be called out for lack of effort in the NFL. At the end of the day, the reason that even losing teams, like everybody on the Jets, you could say that they quit because they're 1-7, right? But the individual players don't quit because they need to make it to next season, especially if they're not under a long-term deal. You think all the pending free agents on the Falcons have the opportunity to quit? No. They can't afford to do that, literally and figuratively. So, Donnie, I agree with everything you were saying up until that point, because you can't actually quit. You can quit in theory, but the individual players on the field, that's on tape, man. And if you're trying to make it, whether getting an extension through the Falcons or getting a home in another team, you can't be putting up crappy tape because they'll find someone else who will. 404-726-0929. Cam is up next. Cam, what do you think?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Okay, what I think the Falcons need to fix, really, is I feel like, okay, we have the problem with the quarterback, and some people like Penix, some people don't, and then, of course, he was hurt this last week. But I feel like even when he was playing over this season, he doesn't really have, I feel like, a lot of confidence, and I feel like there's just a disconnect between him and the head coach. I just feel like as the leader of the team, you got to show some type of confidence and lead these other players too, but every time he messes up or something, throws an interception, you see him on the sideline, and he just looks like just sad or and down. And then also I think the coaching is the problem too, because just for example, simple stuff, like against San Francisco, we only have 10 men on the field. Like, this is professional football. How are they still making mistakes like that? But, yeah, that's basically what I've been seeing.
Yeah. No, Cam, those are all really good points, and it's something we hit on a little bit earlier in the show. So it's cool that you brought that up, for sure. Again, Raheem Morris and Michael Penix do not have the cachet as some of these other leaders in the NFL, to Cam's point, to rally the troops. I'm watching a replay on one of the TVs in here of Green Bay and Pittsburgh. Think about those two coaches, LaFleur and Mike Tomlin. They've both been there for a long time, made deep playoff runs. Tomlin's got a Super Bowl, one of the most respected coaches in the NFL. To Cam's point, Raheem Morris doesn't have that intestinal fortitude built inside of him right now to be able to rally the troops. Otherwise, he'd do it, right? Of course he would. He's one of the more, as we know, vocal and one of the more well-spoken coaches in the league. But that doesn't get it done on game day. Again, to Cam's point. So it's a great point to bring up. 404-726-0929. Charles is up next. Charles, go ahead.
Now, Kirk Cousins is not, he shouldn't be out there. He was missing people.
Well, he had to be, Charles. They had no choice.
I know they had no choice, but look here. Now, they got four or five or six people that call the plays, even though one man called them. But they make up those plays early in the week, and you know that. A lot of our offensive players was missing their blocks, and we know this. That linebacker we had over there, he wasn't doing nothing when they put him in there. So, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right, you know. Just hold on. We're going to be all right.
Well,
now watch we win Sunday.
Well, Charles, that's the thing. It's funny you say that, because that's the thing, right? Oren, this is the same team that beat Washington and Buffalo in back-to-back weeks. And Buffalo's right back on track. Washington had a tough one with Mariota starting again. But when Jaden Daniels is in there, we know their potential. So to Charles's point, yeah, you could win on Sunday. That's the maddening part about it. But the thing is, we don't know which freaking team is going to show up week in and week out. We have no idea. Is it going to be the team we saw the last 2 weeks or the 2 weeks before that when they were 2-0 against two Super Bowl contenders? That's what makes you want to pull your freaking hair out. Jake is up next. Jake.
How are you?
What's up?
I just listen to your show a lot, and it's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I just wanted to say that, like, we need Devon Diablo back because, like, he played against the Bills, and, like, James Cook was basically shut down, and then the next game he's out, and CMC comes in, and, like, he just runs for, like, 130-some yards. Like, we just need our injuries back, and also, like, we got to be a bit more consistent. Like, we have a great game against the Bills, and then we come and we just, like, are, like, the worst team in the NFL when it comes to, like, the Panthers and the Dolphins, whatever. We beat the good teams, and then we lose to the bad teams.
Jake, that's 100% right. It's the word we've been talking about. There's been one word, Jake, that, and thank you for the phone call, that we've used all season long to describe this Falcons team, and that is consistency. And to Jake's point, that is the one thing this team has failed to show us at all. If anything, they've only shown us that they're inconsistent. Look at the last four games. It's unbelievable. Like, it's the most Jekyll and Hyde team I've ever seen. How can you beat a Super Bowl contending Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen and then lose to the Dolphins 34-10? How, Sway? Come on, man. It's like, and here's the unfortunate part, Jake, and everybody else listening. Here's the thing. Good teams don't do that. Good teams don't do that. And right now the Falcons are not a good team. Corey's up next. Corey. Corey, 404-726-0929. Then let's pivot to Jay. Jay's up next. Go ahead.
Jay, man. Thanks for taking my call, my man.
Yes, sir.
But just a couple things. Just a couple things. JD, he just won't be able to do it. So we just got to find another answer for there. The Diablo injury was huge, and I think the defensive coordinator is just doing the best he can to just try to patch this hole up till they figure out something. The next thing, man, is this is what happens when you're coming in as a head coach. You got to take your defensive coordinator and your offensive coordinator positions very serious, because those are the positions that could get you fired.
No, you're right, and thanks for checking in. And that's why Orrin, he fired Jimmy Lake after one season, to the caller's point. He's exactly right. And if Zach Robinson, Corey, does, or Jay, rather, doesn't make the adjustments that we've been talking about this season, he's going to find himself in the exact same boat. Ken's up next. Ken, what do you think?
So I'm going to be the person that is going to give you a different type of view.
Okay.
As much as people have been talking about, and I've called in plenty of times, as much as people have been talking about Zach Robinson. Well, Zach Robinson only calls the plays. If you actually go back, and people who've actually watched that game tape and the San Francisco game tape and the Carolina game tape more than once and actually looked at the All-22, it's more than just Zach Robinson. It's more about execution. If Charlie Warner can't get to the second level and block, if Ryan Neusel is getting blown up at the point of attack, it doesn't matter what the play is being called, fellas. And I feel like that's what Falcons fans are missing. It's more than just play calling. This has to do with execution. Zach Robinson can call the best play in the world, but if your right guard and your center is not blocking, then there is nothing you can do. Now, granted, I'm not.
Well, Ken, hang on, and I'll let you finish. That's not true. It's that if that's happening during the game, what good offensive coordinators do is they pivot. They say, okay, we're either going to line up an extra blocker, we're going to run away from that side of the ball. Like, there are things you can do, and that's my whole point.
So as a player, so as somebody who's played football, I get exactly what you're saying. I get that. But when you actually do that, and there were times in the game where they did that, they put out an extra blocker, and the blockers just don't block, then what do you do? I am still placing blame on offensive coordinators, but players have to play. And I really feel like right now we are at a point where Falcons fans are taking the players out and are throwing unjust criticism at the coaches.
Okay, Ken, so how do you explain – so then help me out here. How do you explain what they were able to do against Minnesota and Washington and Buffalo and not able to do against San Francisco, Carolina, and against Miami? Like, how could it be so extreme that you're either incredibly effective or incredibly ineffective and there's no middle ground?
Well, at the end of the day, again, you have to be disciplined, and I get exactly what you're saying. But also, these coaches know exactly we have to change the game plan. Game plans have to be changed. Now, granted, the San Francisco game, yes, they let everybody know what's going on. But there are plays that I've sat there and watched, and I've looked at the All-22, where I've seen Ryan Neusel blow up a block and get blown up. I've seen Charlie Warner on specific downs. Yes, you can't say anything about 10 men on the field, 12 men in the field. That's inexcusable.
But I cannot sit here and say that this is all on coaching when I sit back and watch these games and I look at missed blocks, when I look at wide receivers not running the right routes. Yes, Kirk Cousins had a horrible game, but wide receivers, David Seals screwed up on route. It wasn't just Kirk Cousins. David Seals was supposed to, instead of doing a hitch route, David Seals was supposed to do a go route. That not all has to do with Zach Robinson. Yes, Zach Robinson deserves a lot of blame. Raheem Morris deserves a lot of blame, but I want Falcons fans to realize these guys are not on the field. Yes, they're supposed to put them in the best position, but if Falcons fans actually went back and looked at these tapes, you will look back and see it's like, wow, these dudes are just not playing good. And there's nothing that a actual coordinator can do to get a guy to actually catch a block when it's right in front of his face.
No,
like, Charlie Warner got blown up.
No, he did, Ken, and you're 100% right. I just got to run, and your points are fair, and you're an educated fan, no doubt, and I appreciate your perspective at 404-726-0929. But again, if that's what's happening, you either put in different personnel, which they have not done, the same offensive line has started every game, or you make the in-game adjustments, and they're not doing either of those things. So, Ken, yes, if you're not winning your one-on-one matchups, that's a glaring weakness in and of itself, but then you have to be able to run the ball and throw the ball to different areas of the field where those people who are not doing the things that they need to do don't get exposed as much. That's your solution. But not happening. Ken, at the end of the day, it's not happening. So we could have all the answers. They sure don't right now. 404-726-0929. Great job on the phones once again. Appreciate everybody who's calling in. Let's talk a little college football next, a brief pivot. Then we'll get right back to the Falcons here on 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.